Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1295. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafua Shalema Avraham Ben Chaya. Getting back to our malacha of Zoira winnowing. Okay, so an interesting question brings down the Sefer Klalim. We see in Hilchas Muksa, which we didn't learn yet, but we'll talk about it, one of the ways possibly to move Muksa, if it's a light item, something not heavy, obviously, is to blow and to move an item, to blow. So the question is, how could I do that? You know, maybe it's a problem of Zoira winnowing, right? Using one's mouth to move things around. We've been talking about, is a problem. How does this come into play? Is there a problem? If it's not a problem, why is it not a problem? So it brings on the Sefer Klalim, very beautiful, on page Mem Vav. He says like this: Mutar l'napeach beruach piv, kasher ruach rak metaltal achafetz mimakom lemakom. One would be allowed to move an item by blowing on it from place to place, but on the condition of loy mispazvim. So you're not separating. In other words, when a person blows and they're separating things into small particles or separating the thing into the air, that's when we're running into a problem. But if you're just moving something place to place, that is not the malacha of Zoira winnowing. So he, very interesting, he quotes a bir halacha in Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, Sif Gimel, the bir halacha v'loy medichin. So the Bir Halacha goes through a whole big thing, and he says the bottom line is that blowing dust or dirt with one's mouth, he says, is not a problem. Just time to blow it. In other words, let's say somebody doesn't have a broom. In a case in time whereby one would be allowed to sweep or whatever, we spoke about all that. They don't have a broom. What they want to do, mutulal napech befiv esa avak ve'ofar, he says. Says the Bir Halacha again in Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel, the Rimasku v'lem Medichin. So he says one would be allowed to blow the dust, dirt, or so on with their mouth. Very interesting. So then he says that he wants to say it could even be that even to use a kli, some sort of a kli, a utensil that blows air, might also be allowed in conjunction with blowing this dust and this dirt. The bottom line is you're moving the dust and dirt you're moving it away. So you'll say it's muksa, whatever the case is. But one is, you see a rye over here that one is allowed to blow items from place to place. And interestingly enough, the Bir Halacha doesn't even ask, what about Zoira? What about the Malacha of Zoira? You're not allowed to blow things. You're blowing dust, you're blowing dirt, and it's part of the Malacha of Zoira winnowing. No, he just said, it's a Dava Pashit. You're allowed to blow items from one place to another. So just to quote the Sefer Klalim, how he says it, he says again. So one is a mutal and a pech beruach befiv kasheruach rak metal. When a person's just moving a item from place to place, or items, or dirt, or whatever the case is, and it's one, they're just moving it. They're not separating anything. So he says, and the raya is. So he brings this raya from this Bir Halacha, like we just quoted. Says she mutal and a pech beruach al ha'afar. One is allowed to blow. Blow with the mouth, or even possibly with a kli, the Bir Halacha says, Allah offer k'day l'chabed habayis, in order to sort of sweep up the house if they don't have a broom. Okay, a person will ask, well, how could you blow? Okay, we're talking about small amounts of dust and dirt, whatever the case is. Marisham af b'merutzefes. Okay, we're talking about, obviously, a case in time where it's a hard ground, and we spoke about all that. It's not a dirt ground. Okay, so he says further, v'kosha d'chesha minapeach. Ofar neyaritzpa, how could you say that? He says when a person blows the dirt and the dust or whatever the case is, yei osim mishum zoira. We're going to say possibly it's the problem of zoira. Davim betalto laofar mimakam lamakam. You're moving the dust and dirt from one place to another. Ali de ruach. But the Bir Halacha does not mention that at all. So he says v'tzarech loyim. You have to say the tiltol mimakam lamakam. Just moving dust and dirt, and moving anything from one place to another, ali de ruach, through a wind, lo nechshav zoira, is not the iser of zoira winnowing. It's not the malach of zoira winnowing. And he says up on top, the zoira hu lahafrid. What is zoira? Like we know, right? Zoira is lahafrid dover echad min hasheni. The malach of zoira winnowing is separating one item from another, al yedei ruach, through a wind force, even whatever, regular wind or a person blowing, whatever the case is, or lefazer akol beruach, or possibly to spread everything out into the air, also would be zayra, like we spoke about. In other words, when a person has kavon, a person has intention to, like the case with the confetti or whatever, to throw everything, you know, throw everything through air force, through the air or through their blowing to get it, you know, to spread all over. Aval ein isser letalta, but we don't find an isser, he says, to be metaltal, to move davar mimakam lemakam, items from one place to another, even though it might be dust or dirt, alidei ruach, kishaloyim isbar psoilis ve'oicha. It's all one, and he's just moving it over. I'm moving it from my house to outside, or whatever the case is. Oishaloyim ispazer hakol beruach. Okay. Now the question he asks on the bottom, person will say, good, very nice. I don't have a broom. So I'm blowing with my mouth, or I'm possibly fanning, you know, sometimes a person makes a wind by fanning something, not electric. We're talking about moving something up and down very quickly, whatever. And I'm blowing off some dust. I'm getting it dust or dirt. I'm blowing it outside, right? It's just bothering me, or whatever the case is. So he says, yeah, but the bottom line is you're blowing it outside and now it's spreading out into the air, right? So we know that's Zayri. You can't by blowing and spreading things out into the air and separating through an air force meaning, right? Either blowing or wind or whatever. That's the malach of Zayre. So he says, no, mutra afilu, he says, again, this is the Sefer Klalim on page Mem Vav, on the bottom, mutra afilu heichasha ofa mispazer baharuach. It would be mutter even in a place and time whereby you blow the dust out of the house, let's say out the window, you blow it out the window off a table or something like that, and now it's going to fly out into the wind. So you'll say, well, one second. We're talking about case in time. It's a backyard. There's an area. There's no questions of carrying, obviously. But the question is, it spreads out into the air. The person couldn't care less about this spreading out into the air thing. His whole kavana, the person's whole kavana, his intention is purely to move the dirt from this place to the other place, from in his house to outside his house. That's it. That's the shakavanase who rak lahozes ha'ofar mimakam limakam. Upizer believe birer. Oichob silas yeshni hagem lahakul. So that's what he says. And to without that kavana, and he's just moving something, and there's no upizer believe birer oichob. There's no oichob silas. There's no good and bad, and so on. Yeshni hagem lahakul. We are makel. He says yeshni hagem lahakul kesh eni machavin lefizer. When I don't have in mind for the, you know, spreading out. In other words, if I have a mind that it should all, like, let's say like the case of confetti, I have a mind that should all spread out and through the wind it should blow all over and separate. Okay, you don't really have oichel and psalus, you don't have good and bad, but I have a mind that it should all spread out or whatever. We'll try and get back to that case anyways. But so that's something else. They're using the wind force to spread it all out, even though you don't really have good and bad. But over here, my kavan is not to have it spread out at all. I just want to move it from one place to another. Okay, so that's how he ends off, basically. So just to read how he sums it up, he brings a different case also, not so negay, but the bottom thing is, mutal l'napeach beruach pivcha feitzim, afilu hei muksa, even if something's muksa, which you're allowed to move with your mouth, by blowing, kedei la'asir me'abayis, in order to remove it from the house, like we saw by the dust and the dirt and so on, kashen mefazrim rak metaltalim mimokam l'mokam. I just want to move it from one place to another, and I have no intention at all, you know, throwing it up into the air. I just want to get it out of my house. Thank you for listening. Aslach and baruch, a cult of